1340 with us right now on the Chick-fil-A Breakfast Team phone line. He's the coach of the Grand Junction Boys soccer team. Jonathan Pando joins us. Jonathan, I appreciate the time. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Doing fine. I know you'd probably be feeling a little better if your guys could have found the back of the net at least once or twice yesterday. Tough match against Montrose. But, boy, Parker Stanfield, your goalie, gave you guys a chance in that 1-0 loss.
Yeah, absolutely. He did really well in the goal. They had a penalty kick, and those are tough. You know, it's 50-50 there. And so the kid shot a good shot and got past them.
When you look at where your team is right now in regard to overall 5-2-2, you're 4-2-1 in the Southwestern League. You know, looking at the 4A RPI, I believe you're 30th right now in the 4A RPI. I guess evaluate where your team is right now, because you've got off to a great start. Tough loss yesterday against Montrose, and you were winding down the regular season, starting to look ahead to the postseason fast approaching. And kind of give us an evaluation of where your team is right now in terms of the postseason and how you feel like your team is performing at this point.
I feel like the team's performing well. With how fast the season's going this year due to COVID and stuff, it makes it tough because we don't have a lot of numbers on our team. In comparison to some of the other schools, they might have, you know, 30, 40, some even up to about 50 players, and we're about 25, and that's for both varsity and JV. So some of my players, you know, they play on both teams. They swing, they play some JV, some varsity, and so injuries are getting there, fatigue is there, but besides that, for them to be playing through all this, all these injuries and fatigue, I mean, super proud of the team. They keep fighting. I've lost two strong boys, due to a concussion. Another one due to an Achilles injury, and these are two starters. And so for us to keep fighting through that and still fight good games, I mean, it just shows the grit these boys have, and I'm super proud of them for sure.
Jonathan Pando, coach of the Grand Junction Boys soccer team, with us on the Team Sports Network. And, you know, I ask this to every coach of every sport I talk to, Jonathan, dealing with COVID and dealing with the season change and the protocols and all those things, how tough has it been for you and your players, which you already referenced a lot of obstacles to overcome already with some of the guys gone down with non-COVID related issues, with injuries and things like that and limited numbers. How tough has it been for you to get your team through this season, being what this season has turned into, and how difficult it's been for everybody, regardless of what sport they're coaching?
Yeah, it's tough, man. I mean, like I said, the season is going by really fast. I mean, it almost feels like just 2 weeks ago we were starting off the season, and I mean, the first week of games we had three games in 5 days, you know, and so for the consistency of the games coming by so quick during practice, it's sometimes kind of hard to push them a little bit, because they go one game, practice, another game, and you know, those in between days, it's almost like, hey, rest, stretch, maybe some ice baths. But it's tough as a coach where you want to build the team, but you can't, you know, run certain stuff because you don't want to fatigue them even more, because the next day they have games. So it is. It's tough. It's hard to find a balance of okay, they have 2 days of practice instead of one. Maybe the first day, give them or make them do kind of the more strenuous activity, and then second day slow down, or give them two easier days to where game day they're a little more rested, but you didn't go over some things you thought would benefit the team. So it is difficult. And then, of course, like I was saying, the injuries and fatigue is definitely present. So yeah, I mean, it's tough, but, you know, I'm very glad that we got a season at least in comparison to some other sports. But last year when it all started, they didn't even get a season. And so for us to at least get a shorter season, that's awesome. So I'm glad the boys got to play.
I think we all are, Jonathan, and we're glad that, you know, all the high school athletes had a chance to compete. Whether it's the A to D season that at least everybody got a chance to get on the field and compete, most importantly for those seniors as well, getting a chance to play. Jonathan Pando, coach of the Grand Junction Boys soccer team with us on the Team Sports Network. And, you know, when you look at some of your players that you have, that you'll have returning down the road, Mason Sanders is only a sophomore. He has 6 goals, tied for Angel Mendez for the team lead. Angel's a sophomore as well. You also have Blake Sturgeon that has 5 goals this season, and I know Blake and his brother Logan, the senior, they've contributed on 18 of your goals this season, so they have been very involved in the offensive end. But like I was saying, though, you have a lot of young talent, which bodes well for not obviously right now, but it helps right now, but down the road next year when some of these guys will be juniors.
Yeah, that sophomore class was pretty big, and they're a huge asset to the team. We're actually missing 2 other sophomores that just couldn't play this season, but they will be back for the fall. So that's just a couple more sophomores that were starters as freshmen. So super excited. Luke and Blake, they are awesome. I mean, like you said, they've contributed a lot to the offensive area of the team. And yeah, super, super sad to see Luke go. So he's the one who got the concussion, and it's it makes it a little worse because he won't be able to play these last 2 games, yesterday or tomorrow. But what they have accomplished together is just really, really great to see from the sideline. And those 2 boys, they're just good kids. I mean, the whole team, they're awesome. And like you said, for us to have such a young team, I think we're only losing 3 varsity seniors. I'm excited. I'm excited for the next year or two. I think we have a really good possibility of being a very strong contender into the postseason.
I know you wrap up the season tomorrow at Durango, the regular season. What does the postseason look like? I mentioned you're 30th in RPI and 4A. What does that look right now for you, Jonathan, in regard to the potential playoff opportunities?
Yeah, so from what it looks like and sounds like, I believe only 16 teams will make it to the actual playoff. And so right now it's going to be – I mean, I told the boys about a week and a half ago, I said, guys, it's going to come down to the game against Durango, and I believe that's what it's come down to. So I believe we have to win, and then we would have a very similar record, and then it would come down to points and goals and all that. So I told the boys, you know, just do your part. Win the game, and then let the point system figure that out. But we got to do our part.
All right, Jonathan, I appreciate the time. Thank you so much for coming on today to talk about your soccer team, and best of luck when you take on Durango, and that's on the road tomorrow. So best of luck going down to the Four Corners area, taking on Durango, and hopefully that turns into a playoff spot for your Grand Junction Tigers soccer team with a win against the Demons. Thanks again for coming on today, Jonathan.
Thank you so much.
All right, take care. Jonathan Pando, coach of the Grand Junction boys soccer team.